The Tuscola County Commissioners presented Lieutenant Steve Anderson of the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department a resolution honoring his years of service. He is retiring on Saturday, April 18th, after 27 years with the Sheriff's Department. Anderson started with the Sheriff's Department in 1998 in corrections and then moved to Road Patrol in 99. In 2012, he was appointed as Tuscola County Emergency Manager. He served in that position with professionalism, dedication, and an unwavering commitment to the safety of the county and its population. He helped with the coordinated numerous disasters and emergency events. Under his guidance, the county was awarded numerous grants, and he was awarded several honors. And a Stanislaus County man is facing felony charges in connection with a large theft from a local business. Authorities say 45-year-old Wayne Francis Jin of Brown City was arraigned in district court after being accused of stealing wire and equipment valued at more than $20,000 from a Snover area company. Investigators allege the theft involved power cables and materials taken from Albrecht's Sand and Gravel. The business reported significant losses, including hundreds of feet of cable and damaged equipment. Ginn is charged with larceny over $20,000 and malicious destruction of property. A not guilty plea was entered on his behalf during arraignment. Bond was set at $10,000 and the case remains under investigation by the Santa Ana County Sheriff's Office. When we come back after this More Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our more local news.
Why does it cost so much to put air in your tires? Inflation. Hi, radio listeners. Mike here from More Motors Used Car Department. I just wanted to take a moment of your time to invite you to our store, where we now have, on select units, a blue oval certification. These vehicles will have warranties right off the lot and can give you the best rates on the market. For credit that is up in the air, we now have opportunities that were not there before. So, if your current ride is showing you errors on your dash, or it's just time for a new ride, come down and see us in person or visit on our website, themoreautogroup.com.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, with More Motors in Caro.
More Motors in Caro.
Spring has officially hit the thumb, and More Motors in Caro is kicking the doors open with two of the hottest Ford deals of April. If adventure is calling your name, answer it in a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend, built for Michigan back roads, muddy trails, and right now you can lease for just $412 a month. That's less than $14 a day, all with no money down. That's right, zero down. Just sign and go. And if the full-size Bronco is more your thing, we have plenty in stock and ready to lease for only $493 a month with no money down. That's less than $17 a day, and the deals don't stop there. Ford has incentives throughout their lineup. So what are you waiting for? Come see me, Danny King, the King of Cars at More Motors in Caro, the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, all under one roof, and take advantage of these limited time offers before they're gone. Come see me, Danny King, the King of Cars, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for 61 years.
Lease deals are with $0 down on a 36-month lease at 10,500 miles per year. Tax, title, license, first payment, dealer fees extra. Offer subject to credit approval through Ford Credit. Restrictions apply. See More Motors and Caro for details. Offers expire April 30th, 2026.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, during the Tuesday, May 4th election, Elmwood Township voters will decide who will represent them on the board. The ballot issue is whether or not to recall three Board of Trustee members and replace them with new representatives. Current board members who could be recalled are Clerk Pamela Brinkman and Trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Lurie. Brinkman is challenged by newcomer Michelle Hopp for that position. Brown is challenged by newcomer Daryl Mendrick, and Lurie is challenged by newcomer Tom Lounsbury. If the newcomers receive more votes than the current board members, they are replaced in those positions. Each of those terms will end on November 20th, 2028. Township residents Deb Mendrick and Bunny Porter initiated the proposal recall. There has been strife and a power struggle between township board members over the last few months, which is part of the reason the recall effort started, as well as the abrupt change in legal counsel for the township. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.